Ah, you know what that sound is. Washingtonians and potheads all over the world. That's the sound of my producer Jay lighting up that fat joint.
Daddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back again with episode number dose of the high 502, guys.
A podcast so nice, we aired it twice.
Woo! Hey. Popular demand, which is why we're back. We'd like to show you guys a little bit of weed, a little bit of wax that we picked up for $40 this last week.
That's right. The mission of the High 502, guys, is to make sure that you take that $40 to the store and buy some dank-ass weed with it.
Yes.
So we're sifting through all the products for you, and we're going to have a real honest conversation tonight about what's going on in the rec market and how good the weed is in Washington.
And it's been good recently. I've noticed that it seems to be the competition of who can get the best quality for the best price. And, I mean, it shows. You get a lot of new companies out here that I have never even heard of. And you know what? That's actually seems to be the case for tonight's episode. I went into Nature's Gift over in Squim. Mm. And I told the buttender, I said, "Miss, I need something under $40 and $8. I'm doing a podcast. I need to get really high." And you know what? She handed me two different types. She handed me Kush Kush. I forgot the name of the strain. Doesn't really matter right now. But the one that I grabbed was Fireline Cannabis, and it was Scatolite. And I'm looking at it, and I'm just like kind of puzzled because I know another company named Fire. And I thought, wow, these guys, in a quick, short time, really upped their game with their packaging and how their bud looks. Don't get it twisted, ladies and gents. This is a different company, and they're banging out some really, really good weed and wax up in Arlington.
That is correct. They're a tier 3 processor. You bought an eighth. I bought a gram of the Scatolite. It came in at 24% THC and almost 1% CBD. It's pretty fucking good. Tino, what were the genetics? Oh, it was Skittles and Satellite OG. And then you said you knew what the Satellite OG was about.
Yeah, Satellite OG is a mixture. Sorry, I gotta stop saying mixture. It's a cross between OG Kush and San Fernando Valley OG.
Oh, it's so good. If you turned into last week's podcast, you would know that Skittles is the mixture of Grape Ape and G-Funk crossed with an unknown. So the Scatolite's pretty dank. Their packaging says Fireline Cannabis, premium quality products, elite cannabis and genetics. Get in line with Fireline. So other than their product looking pretty similar to the Fire Wax Company or whatever,
yeah.
The makers of Shatter and other weird looking products, this is great. This is great. It has it has a great mixture. It smells almost like Jack Herrera. Am I mistaken?
No, you're not.
It's got that gassy taste to it, too.
With a mint. Kind of with a mint.
With a mint.
And it has that bite. Justin's been talking to me. You know, we went in actually together and got this. And from the get-go, he goes, "Man, it's got that premium bite." These guys
can always
good.
Smell that premium bite right at the end of what you're smelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
It usually punches you.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so pungent.
You get that initial terp in the front of the nose, and then the back end's like, how strong, how good was this cured? How strong is this weed?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I said Jack, but it almost has like a fruit-based flavor to it.
Yeah,
I'm just
it does.
A fan of Jack. I'm a fan of citrus. So we got another product coming up tonight that has Jack in it. So I got Jack on the mind.
We're all jacked out, baby.
Jack.
But, I mean, honestly, just by smelling this stuff, looks... If you got an eye for it, you got an eye. I honestly can say that. Not yet, I don't. This stuff was flushed, like, to the T. As long as it should have been, and no longer, no less.
Yeah, your eighth cost, what, $25?
I paid $25 for this eighth. I'm going to let y'all know, for the people that don't know about the boys at the High 502 Club, we're in the industry. So when we do buy all of this, know that we can, and usually do, get up to a 10 to 25% discount when we buy these products. So for this Satellite 8 that I got at Nature's, I believe it was like a $28 8, which is still pretty goddamn good. I used to buy 8s for $35.
$40 8 all day back in the day.
Yep.
So $25, $28, 3.5 grams, that's a pretty good deal.
And if you're a number guy, 24%, that's a pretty decent yield. I mean, for $25, you can't complain. It's going to get you high.
Now, we looked them up on Instagram, right? They said they were tier 3, 30,000 square feet up to of indoor growing space.
Yes, they are.
Some of the strains that were on their page, Double Dragon, Melon Cake, Ghost Mints, Pearl Scout Cookies, Watermelon Gelato.
They showcase, I think, at least 8 or 9 different strains on there. And they're really good. And we were doing our research on them, and we were trying to find out if these guys were indoor or outdoor, because, you know, they're fairly new, so there's not too much going on about them in terms of social media. But today they actually posted a picture of what looked like one of their growers tending to a flowering pot of Scatolite.
Speak of the devil.
And they were donkey dicks, ladies and gents. These colas were fat. They were huge. Amazing looking weed.
Yeah, they're about ready to harvest them. They look like, what, week 6, week 7?
Definitely.
Go buy some of this. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
I would too.
25 bucks an eighth, it's good.
And while we're talking about, you know, fine weed, we got some fine scotch to go with this.
Oh, shoot.
You ASMR freaks can play that cork coming out of that bottle as many times as you want. I know you're going to want to. Yeah, what is this? What are we sipping on right here, sir?
Well, so I'm going to give it to you straight, because that's how, it's scotch. It's delicious by itself, but we are about to be sipping on 12-year Glenfiddich.
Man.
We're classy guys here at the High 502 station, and you a.k.a. know my basement.
Even if we can only do this, what, twice a month?
That's what we do. That's what my wife allows, yeah.
My wife.
My half. Twice a man.
Mine too.
My half. My hand.
Well, good, gentlemen. Listen, here's to hell. May the stay there be as good as the journey to get there.
Cheers. Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Yeah, it tastes like the agave worm in the bottom of the
tequila. That tastes good. That's got a nice bite.
Earthy. It doesn't even burn.
No, not at all.
That's the craziest part to me.
I love it. And he's not Kanye West.
So yeah, Fireline, cheers to you. You did it. You made the High 502 buy list.
And now, you know, because I know a lot of people are going to want to know, is this an indica or sativa? Well, ladies and gents,
good question.
It is an indica hybrid, so it's dominantly indica. But it's got a real nice cerebral, like, creative feel towards it. I noticed that when I smoked this last night, actually, while I was at band practice, and I had the indica feeling, but I wasn't so locked into the couch where I didn't want to. I was full of energy, and I liked it a lot. It's a really nice high if you want to get that nice body feel, but maybe not be too locked out.
Tino, you said a trigger word right there, and I almost had to slap you right in the face. Mm. That was indica-dominant hybrid. Hi, folks. This is Ryan Clock here. I kind of like to start this intimate conversation about what is indica, what is sativa, and what the hell are we calling one or the other these days? Mm. Tino mentioned a 24% Scatolite earlier as indica dominant, but it has probably 7, 8, 9 different genetics crossed with it. Wow. OG Kush, San Fernando Valley OG Kush, Grape 8, G-Funk, unknown.
Wow.
At this point, I believe it's more genetically modified for a terpene profile that maybe has more sedative effects. But I'm not necessarily going to call this indica dominant anymore, especially if it's called a hybrid. It's all hybrids now, baby.
Yep.
Unless we're talking like Landrace from Africa.
Yep.
You go to the Mazar Sharif province in Afghanistan and pick one of their buds right there. I don't think you're finding indica dominance anymore or sativa dominance. You know, I mean, I do stay away from some sativas, but honestly, that's because of the way they make me feel.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm the opposite
profile, you know?
I'm the opposite. I love sativas, man. I don't like to feel like, because indicas, they tend to sedate me a little bit more, you know? And like, if I'm going through my day, I don't generally like to feel sluggish. Because for me, sometimes they make me feel a little sluggish, you know, depending on which indica it is.
No, it's all about that endocannabinoid system that we have inside of our bodies, you know? The CB1s and the CB2s. Oh, the cherry fell out of the J. And that ends the Scatolite joint.
RIP, falls
through. RIP. So CB1s, they're mostly found in the brain, thyroid, and liver cells.
Wow.
The hippocampus, the cerebellum, and the optic nerve system, you know? That's why your eyes get all affected and stuff.
Ooh.
And the CB2s. tattoos are mostly immune cells, right? That's why CBD works so well and attaches itself to it. And that's why you stay healthy. And that's why people are getting down on it, right? Also, it has... topical. So, like, your skin cells also are receptors to that, okay? So... I'm just so tired of hearing indica or sativa in the world of hybrids.
It's all hybrids.
You know, like you talk to a grower and tell me what they say about indica dominance. I mean, there's broad leaves and there's skinny leaves. So that tells the pack what's up. But
I'm sure they'll say the same thing. They'll probably all tell you it's all hybrids.
So, Tino, you've been warned. Okay,
avoid
okay.
The trigger
okay,
word.
So avoid this them. Is something. Justin brought this beautiful bong. Take a look at the pictures on Instagram. Also, you can find a High 502 guys on Anchor Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breakers, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Thank you, Tino. High five.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, hopefully we're still waiting to be approved by Apple Music and a couple of other... couple other platforms. So within a few weeks, hopefully we hit all of them. I'm really excited how much we've kind of come within this like month of work.
Yeah, I've done it three times. I don't know about you.
Is there weed in that bowl?
Yes. Oh my God. 10 years in the making, folks. Last time I did it, fucking big ass bong hit.
Take a hit.
Loaded with a third of a gram.
We are smoking out of a really fucking huge bong.
Yes, look for the pictures on Instagram. We're going to post that Monday when we put this thing on, the podcast on. I loaded it with a third of a gram of the Scatolite. My man Justin has the deep-ass percolator. It's got a big old jellyfish. Anything you'd like to add, double perk guy?
Yeah, jellyfish perk.
Okay, hit it, right?
Oh, really yep. Cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, double jellyfish.
This is a lung ripper.
Yeah, I'm going to do a dry chug just so you can see how much lung power it takes. I'm going to... Okay, I'm fitting to have a harsh out, folks. Here we go.
If there's not throw up on this table, I'll be disappointed.
Oh my God. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Hi.
Right, Clark had to run away. Oh my God.
That is...
Ladies and gents,
you gonna finish that?
Where one man fails, another man will succeed.
That's gonna hit you hard too. It sat in there for a minute.
I don't know if I did this justice. So, Justin,
you gonna go for one?
I'm gonna take another hit. Does that have a safety on it? I feel like if it doesn't, it'll help me out. It does not. Clock, that was crazy.
You the man, Clock. Way to rip it.
I can't go back yet.
Lung pressure, dude.
Wow. Well, while we have one half of the High 502 guys copying his brains
out.
This
is getting real right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't mean to get 0 to 100 real quick with you, but...
But, you know, sometimes you have to on the High 502 guys.
And I'm sure we've all been there where we take a bong rip that we definitely know we can take, and it just gets you. He's back, everybody.
He lives.
Man, that was insane, Clock.
That was a really nice rip, man.
That was insane.
I wanted to send it, boys.
You did.
I think everybody needs to.
You sent it.
You look extremely medicated.
I'm gonna put this over here for a minute. Yeah. There's no fucking way I want to hit that thing. Well, lungs, let me tell you something. That was bad. But yeah. I've been hershing out on dabs now for about 5 years solid. So.
Yeah.
It's a long time. It's a lot different to hit flower.
It's a lot different.
It's a lot.
Exactly.
And you went in like a champ.
I went in hot. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't, you know. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm really high right now.
You are so good right now, Clark.
Yeah, it's dude. Fine. Yeah, I'm good.
As I was saying, you know, sometimes you'll be session with your homies. You take a fatter rip than you think you can take, and it fucking hits you. Yeah, we've all been there. But that's exactly what I like to take. I love those fat hits. I love being completely obliterated out of my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Totally feel you, bro. Okay, so cheers me then, fucker.
There you
Let's
go.
Do this.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Okay, well, we're about to dab on another product. We're going straight back to back.
Yes, we are.
Okay?
What are we going to go on?
Well, first of all, I'm going to do a little news break.
All right, let's
But first, the news.
We've got Clock's newscast. Channel 420. Here we go.
I love lamp.
Boom, oh, boom,
thanks,
boom.
Bro. I got something. I looked up cannabis news about, well, 5 minutes ago because I forgot about this segment that I said would be a staple. Okay? So guess what? I'm stapling it up with a quick news take. I looked up the Washington Examiner, April 6th. So this was today's news. And it's telling me that Congress could lift the barrier between banks and marijuana. And so as I scan this, it sounds like while more states are legalizing medical marijuana use and already the states that have recreational use, there's a huge issue with the infrastructure in regards to the lack of bank presence.
Yeah,
large amounts of cash are being circulated in this country.
Yeah.
And there, so either you're getting robbed or you're going to great lengths to protect stacks of cash.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, of course, there are banks that want that money in their thing. So they are now lobbying Republicans, basically, is what the gist of it is. And right now there was 12 out of the 152 that support it, but 17 voted for it. So more and more support is coming from the bank lobby. So lobbyists are doing a good thing in that regards.
Sure.
And then it goes into the Colorado bankers talking about all the guns that have been used in all these crimes. And that's another reason that they're pushing for banks being in there. So once the House of Representatives pass that, it's not going to be very long before we're going to be able to use our ATM debit card at these fucking banks. At these dispensaries and other pot shops. Thank the Lord.
God. I've been to one dispensary where they allow you. No, two. I'm sorry. I've been to two dispensaries where they allow you the option to use your ATM debit card. And it's really cool. They do it through cryptocurrency. So right before your transaction, you buy like, let's say you buy $20 worth of something. And you basically buy $20 worth of some cryptocurrency that they use. And that allows you to buy it just like that with the cryptocurrency.
Yep.
That seems like it would have to be some kind of like exclusive kind of dispensary.
They're going to get a target on them from somewhere. Oh, yeah. So that's interesting. Also, I'm 37 and I'm really too old for newfangled money. You know what I'm saying? Totally, I'd rather go back to gold nuggets if you got to do cryptocurrency. Yeah. I say revert back.
Fuck that. I'd rather just give you a hash coin and go on my way.
Okay. Also, too old for that
movie. All right, Ricky.
Thanks, Tino. So that was Clock's News of the Week. Get ready to use your ATM debit cards. The lobbyists are coming. Clock's News. Clock's News. You know the news. Well, that's a staple that's sticking around. Swear to Christ. That's pretty cool. So if you like the news and you want us to focus on some news stories, give us an email at thehigh502guys@gmail.com. Say what? High502guys@gmail.com.
Wait, one more time?
HIGH502GUYS@gmail.com.
Say what?
I already said it.
Boom. Okay, yeah, you did.
Okay, well, I'm really feeling that bong rip. Let me tell you what. I got stung by that jellyfish.
Yeah, you did.
Tip of the hat to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do we have next? Oh, man. Okay, this is Orgro, E-H-O, ethanol hash oil.
Woo!
Okay, here's what we know about Orgro.
What do we know, Clark?
It's in the Yakima Valley.
That's where I was born.
Okay. Oh, son.
Those are my stomping grounds, boy. Shoot.
My baby.
Oh, shoot. What you know about the 504?
Here's what I know. First of all, I went to Instagram and I looked up their Instagram tag at Orgro, and that was not their handle. Was that what you call an Instagram thing?
That is, sir.
So,
wow, that's insane.
Then Tino started to investigate. Thank you, Tino. Investigative reporting. He found out that it's actually at 502 Orgro. So right there, right off the bat, I'm like, swing and a miss with the packaging. I went to go look you up, you know, to try to get a free t-shirt out of you. Remember, that's a men's size double XL. And as always, a women's size medium. And I couldn't find you the first time, so I wanted to look at your process. I did find you the second time. Thank you, Tino.
Of course.
They're located in the Yakima Valley. The specific location unknown. I see they said they have over 75 employees and they're at over 26 locations. So that's good. They're an indoor outdoor grow. Okay, yes, so that's good because I know they got that sunshine just like we do up in the Blue Hole. And it looks like they do ethanol hash oil. It says on the back, our method carries ethanol. The plant's national terpene profile without the use of butane or CO2, making our oils one of the most sustainable choices for extracts. So I thought to myself, what? Like,
wow.
Ethanol, butane, CO2, there's one more ethically used or sustainable. And then I started looking up alcohol-based extractions and going down that rabbit hole and the pros and cons of it. But, you know, if that's what they're trying to sell is this is a pure-based ethanol hash oil that's alcohol solvent. Okay, it says it's food grade ethanol, so I really hope to get wasted one day on food grade ethanol. Check it off the bucket list. I'm writing it down. This Apollo 13 sugar wax we bought at Nature's Gifts has 63% THCA, 1.65% CBD, and a total of 74% of something. I don't know what that means, to be honest. So maybe in the entire gram, 74% of it are these cannabinoid compounds.
Sure.
Okay. And then the other is probably plant matter, sure. I would imagine. I don't know.
That would make sense.
Okay. That says, recreate responsibly. Not gonna do it.
Nope.
And as always, all these products are over 21. Tino, we've never mentioned that. So all you minors listening to your dad's car, or sitting around sharing the one earbud with your girlfriend, quit smoking weed. It's not good for you. Wait till you're 21. You're
21.
You know why? Right. It's gonna stunt your growth mentally, you know, and you don't want that. You don't want to be smoking at 14, 15, and not even
14-year-old for your whole damn life. You're not careful.
Yeah, not even going to your full potential. So, I mean, it's really not worth it, you know.
There are some people out there that started smoking at a young age that are still very intelligent, you know, but we all develop differently.
Exactly.
You know, and you never know
I would what say can happen. If you have a precursing ailment, I would say definitely like ADHD, any kind of like attention deficit disorder, I would say probably lay off, maybe wait to smoke on the weed. I wish I would have.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for your honesty.
But yeah, you know, 21 and over. I'm 23, clock's 22, and Justin over here is 25, so I mean...
What? Yeah, exactly. Maturity-wise, I'm only 22. Okay, that's cool. I feel like a douchebag right now. At 22, I don't know. At 22, I was kind of a douchebag, I imagine.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody is when they're 22.
I was a cherub, you know what I'm saying? Like those little angels, little fat little angels. So about I turned 24, 25, when I started really like trying to figure out who I was and what I was trying to do. You know, I saw that I could control things if I was... You know, did a certain way. I was waiting tables, so you know I was acting fake as hell
every day.
Going in hungover. Hi, how y'all doing? I'm not even from the South. I'm as far away from that as you can go. But I know, hi, how y'all doing? Y'all want some OJ? Some cereal? I waited tables breakfast. It was nice. I didn't mind going to bed early.
That's why you're hungover.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah. The worst place I ever did was the Grand Canyon, one of the most beautiful places on earth. Wow. But I worked for Aramark at the Grand Canyon, and it's probably, let's say as a waiter there's three stages. There was the El Tavar, okay, and that was located at the South Rim, and that was silver service, full-length coats, a busser for every table, real nice. Those people made lots of money, okay? Then you have the very basic, the cafeteria worker, the busser, the person restocking the hotel pans. That was also at the South Rim, but it was more like... I don't know how to describe the campus of the Grand Canyon, but basically it was more in the interior, not alongside the rim like the El Tavar was.
Right.
And then there's where I worked. So, and it was called the Bright Angel Lodge. And what it looked like was a Denny's, but like in the Aztec era. Okay, so it had like pastel blues.
So El Denny's.
Cocopellis, other native symbols to the Navajo tribes and other things like that. And it was nice.
That's really cool.
But, there was five tables there. Five tables that had the view of the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
And everything else was walled in. You had no views at all, you know. Man. So the first thing you do when you come in is... you're able to see where these people sit and you're like, oh my God, I want those tables. Then they sit you in my section, the furthest corner away from that, and there's already resentment building. Okay? Navajo lady that hosted, I had never waited tables really like in an industrial setting like that, so I never tipped her. So she stopped bussing my tables after about the first month. And then she would not, and then she would sit me, I would call it whip me, beat me, triple seat me. So three tables within like a 5 minute span. Just bam, bam, bam. No waters, no bussing of the previous people. So I'd be like, I'd come in, like pick up the straw she left behind, like the intentional like manipulation of or my money, you know?
What a bit.
Well, I never tipped her, bro. In hindsight, I would fuck that person up too if I worked my ass off and they didn't give me a dollar, you know?
Right, but what would have been an easy way for her to go about that?
Okay, so after the first month, I said, what's up? And she basically let me know that I had not tipped her. So I was like, oh my God, I felt terrible, you know? So I went home that night and I like did a few bit of calculations and I came back the next day and I think I paid her like $85.
Nice.
And I was like, I am so sorry. But see, the damage had already been done because the Navajo people there, I feel like they don't really like the Aramark property and the fact that there's white tourism and stuff. There's just some resentment there, you know? They were shuffled to a thing. I'm not going to get into it because I'm white.
Right.
Number one.
Of course.
And number two, I'm not educated enough to give someone proper thing. But I know from my own experience that she told enough people that I was a fucking cheapskate. And I lived in that dormitory with most of the Navajo people. They fucking hated my guts. So it's just like a toxic situation from the get-go.
Wow.
I'm fucking up. It's my first waiting job. I'm at the Denny's. I'm in the corner. And the kicker, this is why I hated it the most, it was a full denim outfit. I'm talking Canadian tuxedo 5 days a week at the south rim of the Grand Canyon.
Shout out to Sequoia.
So just rip. It was a nightmare. But I have friends still from that era. I went down the Grand Canyon, I think twice. I went all over the South Rim. So it was a good experience.
That's awesome.
But let me tell you how it ended. Getting us back to the High 502, what brought me back home to Washington.
Yeah.
One day, a girl came in, and she was like, fuck, I just got fired. And me and my girlfriend at the time were like, oh, that sucks. You were like the one person that was like super nice to us and told us all the cool spots. And she was like, I got a blunt. Let's smoke it. And I was drinking, Tech N9ne song about caribou something?
Caribou.
Yes, we were drinking 151 Bacardi and pineapple juice, okay?
Damn.
Or whatever. 151 rum, Malibu rum and pineapple juice. Getting fucked up, okay? And my girlfriend was underage. That's the other thing. She was 20.
Oh, wow.
And we're inside of National Park property, a federal property. So,
damn,
so anyway, guess what? A few hits off the blunt, a few turns up in the Tupac, and out comes the Rangers. So, God bless my girlfriend at the time. She boofed it. The other boof. The front boof.
Yeah.
The blunt.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, ooh!
What about the...
And then she eventually took it out of her vajayjay and handed it to the officer, which I thought was also rad.
Wow.
And she put a vagina-soaked blunt in an officer of the law's
wow.
hand. Super dope. Okay? I got a ticket for possession, which is like a $350 fine. And the next day I walked in and I told my boss what happened. And he said, well, you probably got about 2 hours before they read the morning log on the federal report, you know, like the park ranger thing. And there's probably 2.5 hours before they bring you in for a drug test. So I'm just going to give you like two tables and wait for that. And I was like, dude, thanks for the money. Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, 10 extra bucks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My girl was working at the Alto Bar at the time. So she was making that dough. She was very upset that she invited this girl in. So she was like, she took the responsibility of it. And yeah. What was cool is right before like Thanksgiving or Christmas, so they let us stay. They gave me a drug test, and they fired me temporarily while the drug test was out. And then the drug test was so minute. Long story short, I wasn't smoking much weed back then for like that 8 month period, and I peed almost clean. So they still fired me because they said that I could still be dealing drugs,
what?
But not smoking them. Right.
Ooh,
so
technicality.
So there it was. There's my south rim of the Grand Canyon. It was like a whirlwind. I think it was 3 or 4 months. And then, yeah, within a 2 week period, I was on the open road again, driving in my Ford Aerostar. So, yeah, it was a good time. But then it eventually led me back to Port Angeles. So here I am today. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to work in a place that doesn't want me to smoke weed.
Exactly. Why not?
You
know? Here if you haven't come back, man.
Exactly.
And that's what I learned, the value of smoking outside where you're not in an enclosed building with a bunch of angry Navajos and hate your guts.
Yeah.
So there it is. And that brings us back to Apollo 13, because I went to the moon on that story, baby.
Ooh.
We looked up this Brothers Grimm genetics, first debuted in 1998. That's a mixture of their Jack Herrera phenotype they call Genius and a P75. I looked up P75, and a P75 is, in a sense, a princess cut of Jack Herrera crossed with a P75. What that is, I don't know.
Okay.
And then it looks like it's back crossed again with itself and what thing called Shiva Skunk, which is a variant of Northern Lights.
Wow.
So it's just like, holy schmoly.
Yeah, genetics on top of genetics on top of genetics,
you know,
man.
I'm gonna pass this around.
This really kind of brings you back to the
that's good.
What are you smoking? It's a hybrid. You're smoking hybrid at this point. Like we talked earlier.
Anything that's made into this is most likely a hybrid, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know a whole lot about that side of the industry. I would love to.
I'd love to have an extractionist come here, maybe on a podcast that we have, and maybe kind of maybe not go into deep, because we do know that there are certain things that aren't allowed to be shared.
You could
do
like the history of progression of blasting weed throughout. You know,
exactly.
However, I mean, if you think about it, dabbing hasn't really been around that long.
No.
But oil has been.
Well, extraction sure has been. We're talking about hash products, refinement of keef.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure that gave into water hash, ice hash, just the extraction of the
double hash,
the THCA. What do you call the terps on the buds, the pistils? God damn it. I should know this.
The phenomes?
No. Yeah. You know, the glands.
Oh, yeah.
Extracting the glands. Those amber trichomes. There it is.
Trichomes, yeah.
Duh. Why did I blink on it? Probably because I'm stoned to the bone.
Yeah.
So I got a red hot, folks. A red hot quartz nail. Now I'm letting it dip down a little bit in temperature.
No.
Okay? I'm going for 45 seconds, and the timer's already started.
You know, since the last one, we've been talking about this a lot with the nail. And we've been experimenting at different temperatures. Tino and I took a dab the other day, and I hit it like 15 times then passed it over to him, and he hit it like 10 times.
This was one
and
dab.
Then we got to cold, you know, we cold started it, and then I hit it another 10 times, and then he hit it another 10 times, because it's just perfect, man. That temperature, if you get it right, it just goes.
And you know what?
Love that.
The flavor is all there. You don't have to worry about maybe tasting a little bit of that hot dab.
That was 45. I'm getting him in an extra 10.
I would, sir. You know, and I was a big advocate on taking not like super red hot dabs, but definitely warmer dabs.
Higher temperature.
Yeah. But you know, after taking a few low temp, and even last night, Justin, when I got back from band practice, I was taking a few dabs, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna low temp this. Man, I took two dabs last night and I was high as fuck.
High as hell.
In a time span where if I had taken them warmer, I might have taken maybe twice the amount of dabs. Mm. So, you know, just to be able to save your concentrate that much longer. For me, as a guy who, you know, I don't have the cash to be balling out and buying grams every other day.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Taking low temp dabs is perfect. And you get the full flavor. Man.
I used to know this guy who had a nail that was big enough to fit the concentrate jar in. And he would heat up the nail and drop the whole jar in there.
Yeah.
And then he would just keep reheating it and hitting it. And I started to think, I was like, man, that is a very odd way to do that. You know? And I told him, I was like, you should just separate them a little bit, you know, and like eventually of doing that for like months, he started getting really sick because he basically was hitting the material till it was bad and reheating it and hitting it again.
Yeah, you like, gotta think.
Once it's done, folks, it's done. Don't try that.
Now, I think
don't try to reheat it.
I think
much.
Maybe what that type of nail is designed for is if, and we've all been there, is when you get to the last of your wax in that jar and you kind of get the build up on the lids on the lip. I believe that's where that nail comes in handy, is then you don't have to necessarily throw out a container that still has some remnants. You can drop that container in, and then melt whatever you have left and take a dab off that. Now, that's what I'm pretty sure it's for. Homeboy, I guess, was just putting the whole thing in there, I guess, leaving it in there and just reheating and reheating until...
Yeah, I taught him the nature of the low temp dab after that.
Yeah, well, good golly, Miss Molly. I would hope so.
Sir.
I mean, you know, they say smoke responsibly, but you really want to, I mean, you want to be smoking your weed and also being very kind to your lungs.
Of course.
You know, and hot, I mean.
As we said last week, we have no idea what consuming this much hash oil is going to do to our lungs in the long run. So research has shown hot dabs are not fun.
Mm-mm. They actually cause cancer.
Well, yes.
That's over like 700 degrees. You have to have that fucker like
pop. Red hot.
Yeah.
Which, hope to God, no one ever does. Okay.
Yeah, please don't.
E-nails, dude.
There's no reason.
People are setting them e-nails up really high and hitting them. And I used to see people on Instagram doing that shit, like 750. That's probably not the best thing for you.
New technology in dabbing. So we've been talking about cold starting, and if we haven't, you know, off the top of my mind, I can't remember if we touched on that.
We did.
So you guys then know it's the process of just putting the dab in and then heating it up.
Into a cold nail and then using your torch to heat it up.
You start hitting it when it bubbles, right?
Mm-hmm.
It starts to bubble.
They've got this flameless torch, and it's by the company Tachi Torch. Basically a machine. You set your rig with your dab in there right next to it. It looks like it's going to take a picture of it. It's super crazy. Or it's almost like a... whatever you do to gauge the heat in a room.
A heat gun. Oh, okay. Okay, so look, well, that's a thermometer.
Yeah, and a thermometer. With a few pressings of the buttons, it just heats your nail up. You don't see anything. It's flameless, ladies and gents.
Oh my God, flameless.
Flameless.
It's like our heat guns. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
It just, like, gets it to a temperature but doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, and you can get them, but they are expensive. They're a pretty penny. They are $500.
No. I'll buy a heat gun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 30, I'm sorry. Tochi Touch, I'm not trying to diss on your games.
Of course.
I'm just trying to say I get two cans for $6.47. The top is $10. We're getting high.
Yeah, we are.
Until the whole bong ain't worth fucking...
It's $100 or less bong. That's how I roll. Because I break them and go through them.
But you know whose bongs are worth $500 and probably even more?
What? Our Instagram. Glass Artist of the Week. Oh, Tino, tell us all about it.
This is brought to you by Elbow Glass. And I know that this guy is, he's a well-known artist.
Spell his name for me.
ELBO Glass. Okay. He does real heady pieces. They're amazing. If you're a fan of art, take a look at his page. If you're like me who can't afford to splurge on a rig that might be $500 to $1,000 to even more, take a look, man. They're beautiful. I mean, just the time that he puts into it.
Yes,
creations,
they are beautiful, folks.
The colors.
Your elbow glass, okay.
And a lot of things that people...
Dinosaurs and moons live in my head, and I can tell he's got some Jurassic...
Yeah.
And some comic strip-like qualities to him.
Yeah.
These are really cool. It reminds me of part Jurassic Park, part Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Like Koopa Trooper, Jurassic Park. So, okay, well, that's super sick.
Yeah. You can find him on Instagram at ELBO Glass.
Yeah, his website is elbowglass.net.
Elbowglass.net.
He has 216,000 followers and 941 are following him.
That's really
I'm going to his page right now. I just want to see, he's doing something in Tokyo, how much one of the rigs would cost just for shits and giggles.
Sure.
Okay.
And I think Clock meant that he's following 940 people, so he's very...
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Instagram ignorance.
No, you're good. That's all right. My father, Ryan Clock, he's new to all this, and I'm kind of bridging him towards the new Instagram technology gap, and it's a lot of fun. He's been a lot more cooperative than I would hope, and it's a beautiful thing, Clock.
All right, good. Yeah, just keep it doing what you're doing. I'll keep getting shit wrong, okay? I'm looking at Elbow Glass right now. All I see is pendants, which is a weird thing. You guys wear pendants?
Yeah,
anybody out there
pendants.
Rock
yeah.
that?
I don't. I'm not a big jewelry kind of guy.
$2,000, $500.
Wow.
$2,000, $1,000. So a dinosaur candle for $15 sold out. That's my present right there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Elbow Glass, if you're hitting us out, remember we're a men's double extra large and, as always, a women's size medium. But tonight, I'd like to introduce a new size since we're bringing one more guy along the High 502 trip that needs free t-shirts too. Oh. Justin Terwilliger. Justin Michael Terwilliger at gmail.com.
Send me your emails.
What size would you like?
Oh, I am an XL all day, sir. Okay. If you remember, I traded you that same shirt you're wearing because I have the double XL.
A comfortable XL for Justin. He's about to be a dad, folks, and dropping baby news.
Wow.
But, okay, oops, anywho. Tino.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been joking these last two podcasts about women's size medium, and God forbid someone sends one. It's going to fit you like a glove, and I think the swoop That'll neck in the front will just, oh, that smooth, tan skin.
Yes, sir.
I love it by the mile.
Yeah.
So, but really, what size are you? Just in case someone, Elbow Glass, sends you a t-shirt for shouting them out this week.
I fit in a large... But I like to live comfy, so XL.
What? Two XLs and one double XL. You heard it here first. And as always, a women's size medium. Mm. Okay, so Apollo 13 by Orgro. Doing that shit on the sugar wax. I paid $15 for this thing, and I would definitely buy more of it.
Oh, yeah.
It has a very nice flavor to it, and I'd do it. That's basically what I'd say. I'd buy it. Sometimes I don't even care about the THCA. It only has 60%, so it's maybe a little less. That's maybe why it's 12 or 15 bucks, but fuck it, I'd send it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Seriously. Man, you know what? And this brings me into a good transitional piece. You said you paid... You said you paid how much for that? It's $15, right?
I paid, I think, 12 or 50. It was supposed to be 19, but they had it at 35% off today for their Mega Saturday sale. Wow. And I think it was only $12.95 then at that point.
Nature's Nice. Gift does that a lot.
Yeah, how they stay in business, I don't know. I'm sure other stores hate them, but hey, shout out to Nature's Gift. Yeah. Cheap prices, I'll wait in that line.
Yeah.
Market,
man. Like I said, good transitional piece. Obviously... Excuse me, High 502 guys, we are here to bring you these $12 to $15 to $18, if you don't have that industry discount, grams. Orgro is one of them. Now, you might be tricked into getting a gram of wax that you think looks really good for around the same price, you know, and off whim, you buy it, right? And that's what happened to me, folks. Cowlitz Farm. Cowlitz Gold. I bought a gram of wax from Sour Diesel, and I thought to myself beforehand, man, it's been a while since I smoked some Sour Diesel. I love Sour Diesel.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me that.
And so when he said that, I was like, fuck yeah. Good price. I paid $15 as well. I didn't know much about the company. I remember my buddy had just bought a quarter ounce from them. It was really good. And I had bought, I think, some weed from them like a year ago or something like that. And I really wasn't too picky. I'm not picky about my weed. And I enjoyed it. So I picked this up. And then later on, my buddy told me that they're not the most reputable company in terms of their extraction and how they go about things. So this is one of those kind of tragedies where you do spend money on a gram of wax. Something that you really are wishing to get you by. And it's just not what you need.
What about it did you not like, sir?
Nothing about it screams Sour Diesel to me. I'll pass it around. I'll give you guys a little nose. There's nothing Sour Diesel to me about it.
Take a hit of it.
It was, yeah. Take a dab.
Shit. Okay.
We'll test it now.
Okay, yeah, right? Trial by fire. Here we go.
It was really plant mattery. I mean, also, for the price, I can't expect to be getting the best, you know? And I don't go into that mentality. Yeah. You know, I'm getting what I'm getting, but I'm trying to find the best at what I can get at that price point.
Maybe. Damn. Why are we calling you out, Cowlitz Gold? Why would we do that? You know why? Because the High 502 guys, we got to in order to be legitimate. Mm. We can't just be showering love on every farm we got.
Right.
We get tricked. That's why we formed this group.
Exactly.
Is to say, guess what? When you trick us, ha-ha, we'll put you on blast. So that's the first of the many.
But
So Cowlitz Gold, remember... Two extra large shirts, one double XL, and as always, a women's size mediums.
Woo.
When you make your products better.
And this isn't us trying to slam you. This is us just trying to call you out not even, and just kind of make you recognize, you know, like, you guys, it could be, there's potential.
Never stop striving to be better.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, hey, you grow in cowlitz, you must have some sun, you gotta get them terps.
Mm-hmm.
We are all 502 friends, so mm-hmm. It's like we need to be better, because if every product you make is garbage, then pretty soon, like, you just don't even look at that half of the shelf mm-hmm. when you see that package, mm-hmm. and then you're just taken away from everybody else who's right fucking next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why a lot of farms are going under in the I-502, man.
And I mean,
that's it.
I don't know.
They can't get a start, you know, because their packaging maybe isn't as pretty as the other ones, or they don't have the reputation yet. And then mm-hmm. you're like, oh, well, you know, I know that when I go in for something decent, I don't want to go bottom shelf usually. I like to at least go like mid shelf.
Okay.
And people mids, like, yeah, people right? like me, unfortunately, who don't, I don't like to go for the stuff that looks really, really bushy, you know?
Right.
Like, somebody tried to sell me a moldy eighth at one point, and
that's why you're here tonight.
Yeah.
Because you're like, no, there's got to be a way that we can stop.
They told me it was light burn. You know, like, light burn doesn't grow fuzz.
Right.
Yeah. Do you remember the farm?
No, I don't. I don't. I went.
Tina, I looked at.
No, I looked at the bud. I didn't even look at the farm.
Wow.
I looked at the bud and I was like, no. I saw it for like maybe two seconds.
Guys, we got to step it up. Like I said, right.
I'm gonna take a dab of this cowlitz.
Cowlitz gold. Here we go. Take this. That's ready for you. There's that. Sir.
I am careful about
that rubber all down there,
ladies and folks. I am a 23-year-old naive male. So when I hear these kind of things, to me, I think that people join the 502 industry, you know, in my opinion, this is how I would look at it, is to make a name for yourself, to grow really, really dank ass product, and to share that with people. That's what I think people go into the 502 business. Maybe some don't, but we got to step up. We got to step it up.
Oh, yeah, every day. Grow or die, right?
Living in the status quo.
You know, I know the quality of the dab. If you hold it above your nail, watch it drip into the nail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've seen you do that before. And I wondered why.
The slower it drips, it's holding together pretty nice. But you can see that good color in there. You can see a little crystals in there, you know.
Yeah, and I didn't say this was bad looking. This is why I bought it, because it looked really good.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like sour to you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't even want to smoke it.
Swing and a miss.
Well, Tino, we try to wrap this up under an hour. We got a few more things to get through.
Sorry, cowlitz.
Yep, put you on blast, but it's okay, son. We still love you, 502 friends for life. Last but not least, we got Dabstract.
Yes, we do.
Terp crystals. Terp sugar, actually, which I'm in love with the texture.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of you, Dabstract. I hear you're a part of Fat Panda, but I think you're your own giant in your own way.
I'd like to think so.
So you're coming in at a price range that's like the highest of the mids. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know what? It's okay to be king of the mids. Call this mids. But see, we get you for what? 28, 30 bucks over at the gifts, Nature's Gifts. So it feels like mids to me when you got Dank Czar coming in at what? 55 bucks a gram, mm-hmm, something like that. Yeah. So, you know, you're doing your thing and that's fine. We love you. Just send us free shit, high502guys@gmail.com, okay? Get in contact with us. We'll take whatever you got.
Yeah.
Tonight we're smoking on the white live resin sugar.
Ooh-wee.
It came in at 75% total, and the terps are at 6.34, with terps myrcene, lemonine, carfaline, blah, 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 and Bizzable are all present here, so... also, they got a QR code on the back, which is cool, which I don't know if anyone uses QR codes. I'm hoping to, we bring that back. You know, it's a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. So here you go, Tino. Tell us about the white.
I did a little research on the white. I was really interested because I'm a man of names. I love the strain names. I love what they come up with. And to me, the white is just super mysterious and just kind of ominous. I was really curious. I looked it up, and it's a mystery strain from Florida. They don't really know the genetics of this plant.
I love the mystery.
And it was actually originally called Triangle. Now, I know some of you might think Triangle Kush, and I would have to say that it is not a variant of Triangle Kush. No, it actually says that although it has Kush-like qualities, there's nothing flavor-wise or even nose-wise that says Kush. So they say actually there's no real odor or flavor at all in flower mode. So I'm really actually interested to try this dab and see what it tastes like, what it smells like. Because it's unknown, ladies and gents. It says basically it's a mystery. I don't know.
Ooh, I just cracked it. I got chicken and dumpling soup I got to get to. So you two hold the fork down real quick while I go check on that.
All right.
Open that bad boy up. Oh, I'm going to... That's good. That's
you,
good.
You ASMR freaks. I'm going to...
I'm starting to torch it, by the way.
I get a... Justin, you get a nose on that, man. I can't really...
Sweet, man. It smells real sweet.
Yeah.
And you keep saying ASMR. Now, is that like it... I'm new to certain lingos, I guess. I'm 28 years old, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the younger generation's saying these days.
We do a lot of crazy things. It's hard to keep up with us because it's a bunch of... It's a bunch of weird shit, to be honest with you.
This does smell really, really good, though. It's very fruity, very sweet.
Yeah, it looks...
It looks nice, you know, and, you know, that's a... I noticed that a lot of these that we've been dabbing on are sugar waxes.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar waxes, which just happens to be my favorite consistency.
Mine as well.
Of grams. But that... consistency of this one from Dabstract, which unfortunately we're not going to be able to get for too much longer.
Oh no, how come?
Or no, wait, maybe I'm thinking of Mantis. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, Mantis.
Are they going out?
I'm sorry, you know, we're all high here.
Hey, so. Dude, it's all right.
But yeah, this Dabstract was fucking dang, dude.
Well, Clock's got that torch going. He's got that red hot. I'm going to take it off the torch.
Sorry, Mantis. Yeah, Mantis.
Clock, this stuff smells really good. This stuff smells really good. And I don't know who's going to go first, but there's that. Contradictory to what I've read on Leafly. Leafly.
That's the one.
Leafly. Oh, man. Ryan Clock smells like chicken dumpling soup, and he smells amazing.
Yeah! I got to get upstairs and make those dumplings, so let's fucking get this going. All right, boys. Well, listen, I'm really excited to tell you that we got our first email this week.
Wow.
I'm serious. We got one in the bag, baby.
Let's
and they
hear
got
it.
He got some super interesting questions, and I don't think we have time to get to all three of them, but I think the first one was great. This was actually our own Justin Michael Terwilliger at gmail.com threw this out. So, JMT, he asked, if you had to smoke only one strain for the rest of your life, what would it be? And that's like,
that's crazy.
One, because you know your body's going to get a tolerance to it.
Yeah.
And you know you're not going to always feel the effect. That's why I smoke like 15 different things within the same week, yeah. Is to keep my body guessing. But if I had to choose one, it would be probably Purple Nepal. Okay. And that's something that's maybe only in Washington State. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's a Farmer Joe Parker strain. Maybe it's not. But I know that it's local. That's what I've been told. And it's like lemon OG crossed with a Nepalese Kush, I believe.
Yeah.
That was and I'm telling you, the look on that, the smell on that, I would enjoy smoking that one thing for the rest of my life if I had to. I got lots of other things, the Jack Herrera's, the Northern Lights.
Sure.
The first time I had Plushberry Kush.
Plushberry,
Sweet Tooth was another one that tasted like sugar to me. The first time it was sweet. Maybe Skunk Number One, the first hybrid. But no. Nope, I'd go with
Purple
that.
Nepal,
Purple
huh?
Nepal. Yeah, wow. Tino, what would you smoke? One more strain.
Man.
The rest of your days.
So I used to smoke on this shit back when I was sophomore or junior in high school. This stuff was called Pineapple Jaeger, and I know only a few people within the PA district, maybe even Squim know about this, because this guy was trapping out on the west side. This shit was super sweet. I literally, and I mean, mind you, my tolerance was not where it was now. I would smoke a bowl or two, and I'd be high as fuck for a good while. I'm not a fan of sativas, but this was a really nice sativa. You go back to that. It was probably mostly a hybrid, but with like a pineapple Jaeger, I'm assuming it's a pineapple express with some other kind of genetics. I can look it up real quick, ladies and gentlemen, and I am actually pineapple Jaeger weed.
It's very rare that you get to ask the person who sent you the email face-to-face what would be their choice. So while Tino's looking that up, pineapple Jaeger, Justin, what would you choose?
You know, the excuse me, that dab got me good.
All but right.
That was delicious. That okay. Dab strike was
the white was delicious. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
unknown for the win. Next man up.
When I was growing up, the one that agreed with me the most when I was like new to smoking was Granddaddy Purple. But then we also had Strawberry Cough around.
Wow.
And Strawberry Cough was at one point my favorite weed back when I was like,
yeah. 18, I think like it's Kyle Cushman, something like that.
Yeah.
His genetics.
Yeah. Strawberry Cough, man.
It had also was one of those weeds where when you smelled it, you knew exactly if it was strawberry cough or not. Exactly. You know?
And we're talking like
that's something
Cali strawberry cough. That, you know, I've found strawberry cough up in Washington, but it's just not the same. Oh. You know? Cali does something different.
Ladies and gents, I did find the genetics of that pineapple Jaeger. It's a pineapple Sioux phenotype with Jaeger. You know, maybe in the next podcast, or hell, I might even drop a little video on the Instagram later this week when I find out the full information of that, if you guys would like to know. But that's all I know right now. We don't have too much time left on this podcast. We are about 4 minutes away, 3 minutes away.
You only get us for 4 more minutes, folks, so we want to thank you for being with us this whole podcast here on High 502, guys. And we hope today that our review of Scatolite Flower from Fireline Cannabis was good, and hopefully you'll go buy some of that. Mm-hmm. You'll stay the hell away from Cowlitz Gold until they up their game.
Hopefully.
And the Orgrow ethanol hash oil was pretty damn tasty.
Yes, it was.
I'm super happy, though, and we're finishing off tonight with the white from Dabstract, the live resin terp sugar, and I'm super excited about it. So, all in all, a pretty good show, boys, wouldn't you say? Yeah, we had some booze.
Yeah.
We had some weed. Yeah. I blew out my lungs on his giant bong. I did the news. Oh, Tino, quickly, what's your meme of the week?
Oh, man. Well, I got a pretty dicey one for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
I saw this meme of the week on Instagram. I thought it was hilarious.
That's how it works.
And this is how it goes. It's just someone getting pulled over in their car, kind of like a cartoon animated background, and it reads this: a cop pulled me over and said papers. I read scissors. He shot me because of my fucking race. I thought that was just hilarious. It's a little fucked up.
Yes,
I know that it's probably not up to everyone's standards, but hey, that's what you get when you come onto this podcast.
The internet, ladies and gentlemen.
You get what I like. You get what I think is funny, all right? That's what you get for my meme of the week. Maybe next time I'll get something else. You know, honestly, this past couple of weeks was pretty trash with memes.
Mm.
I'll be honest. A lot of weird memes.
Weird memes it is, Tino.
It's all experimental until one catches on for 2 weeks.
Hey, have we asked for a sponsor yet?
I'd have to say, I think we actually have 1 minute. No, we have
1 minute left?
I think we have 1 minute after this 59.
Listen, I'm still up for sale, just to let you know, High 502 guys. Don't think that we've suddenly locked down this thing. No, the for sale sign's up. We're flipping this bitch quick.
Yes, we are.
Okay? Flip or flop, baby. Thanks for being with us today. We're going to see you next time. For at Clock Van Wilder, peace be with you. And don't smoke and drive, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
As he looks at me.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I smoke and drive. No, I don't.
Incriminate
myself.
Yeah, don't do this if you're under 21. But if you're over 21, do this. Okay.
Next don't time, smoke and drive though.
I hope you smoked with us,
ladies and gents. We've got Justin Terwilliger, we've got Ryan Clark, and we've got Tino Caceres all signing out on the episode 2 of the High 502, guys. Get your blunts, get your joints, get your bongs, get your pipes.
Smoke one with Clark, he's about to light it up.
Clark's about to hit the stab, and you guys have a nice night. Peace out.